Now, let me just say this as I get to this point. I heard all the things that were said about me, and they were true. They were true. Y'all left out a few good points, but they was true. Stennis, you know you left out some stuff. But in all seriousness, there are two very special people here today that I must acknowledge. Because if it were not for them, we would not be here today. The first is my mother, Mother Maiden. Don't she look good sitting there?
Yes, she does.
I told her she better be the best dressed thing in the house today.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I'm truly grateful to God that she's here today with us this afternoon. Because many of you don't know, this time last year, Mother Maiden was in the hospital, fighting for her life. They had to incubate her. She went in for a simple procedure, and they over-medicated her. And they had to incubate her and put on life support. And while she didn't even know she was in the world, they called us, the family, and told us we was gonna have to make some decisions. And sitting right in that room with them telling us that, I told them that I believe God. And I just don't believe that my mother was supposed to leave this world in a hospital with tubes in her. And I went home that night and got on my knees and had a talk with the Almighty. And look at God. Look at God. She's still here today. She's still here today. On Sunday, July 6, 2005, she came home from the hospital. Now, don't let that chair she didn't fool you. That girl busy. That girl busy. And she got a motorized chair at home, boy. She can speed through that house. I told her, I'm going to check her driver's license. And Mama Graves, she can fuss too. Oh, yeah, that girl can fuss too. But I've come to realize that I have a precious ruby. And when you have something precious, you got to make sure that you take time for it. And that's my mama. And you only get one. Now I'm standing here today to say to my baseball family, Mother Maiden is 93 years old. Don't she look good sitting there?
And on August 23rd, less than 2 months from now, she will be celebrating her 94th birthday. That is a blessing worth celebrating. So. Because I wasn't going to let this occasion pass without recognizing her, I brought a birthday cake and some flowers for her today. And now I'm going to take this time to ask all of you, her extended family, to help me celebrate this remarkable woman by standing up and joining me in singing happy birthday to my girl, Mother Maiden.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Well, you look good, you look good, you look fine, you look fine. And I hope you have a good time. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.